Congratulations for reaching the end of this course. Now, you've been on a long, long journey, and you've learned a lot of things along the way. In fact, I've given you a huge amount of information. And if for some reason you think that you might be overloaded or overwhelmed by all that information, be at peace, because there's actually a very simple way around that. And that's exactly what we'll be covering on this CD. Now, the first thing I want you to realize is that conversational hypnosis, it's a complex skill, much like driving a car or riding a bicycle. If you think about learning those skills in the first place, initially everything seemed awkward. There's just so many things to keep track of. The mirrors, signaling, maneuvering, braking, going faster. On a bicycle, you have to keep your balance on top of the whole thing as well. And yet, when you managed to master each individual piece, there came a time when they all came together quite naturally. And now you can drive a car or ride a bicycle without even thinking about it. Now, the same thing holds true for conversational hypnosis. We have spent over 11 CDs filling your mind with ideas, concepts, and above all else, the exercises that you need in order to gain experience. Each one of those exercises has been actually quite simple by itself, which means that each little piece is something that you can actually master. You have the ability to take each little piece and refine it, polish it, and master it to the point where it becomes completely spontaneous. In other words, completely unconscious. Now, as you take all these unconscious patterns, these small pieces that you've taken time to master piece by piece, then you can start adding them together into an ever-increasing pattern of conversational delight. At that point, as you master each individual piece and the putting together those pieces at the same time, you start the process of mastering conversational hypnosis. Because something that is as sophisticated as conversational hypnosis does not have to be complex. It is just a matter of putting together a whole bunch of very simple to-do pieces. So my advice to you as you go through the CD and really learn to master conversational hypnosis is that you don't try and run before you walk. Just make sure you take each step one at a time and really master that. When you can do each step to the point where it's totally natural, spontaneous, and you don't have to do much thinking about it for it to come out, then it's time to move on to the next step, and the next step, and the next step. Remember, if at any time something seems unduly complicated or difficult, all that's happened is at some point you skipped one of the steps, or you moved across one of the steps a little bit quicker or sooner than you should have done. So if that happens, just step right back again, go back to the previous step, learn to master that, learn to master the things that were giving you trouble beforehand, and then go back again to the next step, at which point you'll find what used to be complicated and difficult has become simple and easy to do. Now, of course, I have assumed something at this point. What I've assumed is that you've taken the time to do all the exercise in the previous CDs so that you have each individual piece already under your control. If for any reason you haven't done one of the exercises and that particular part of conversational hypnosis eludes you, then when you come to incorporating that part into one of the steps to mastery, you may find that it becomes difficult to do, not because it's difficult to do by itself, but because you haven't taken the time to practice the individual pieces that you have to put together. So at that point, just go back to the original exercise, learn some more, practice it, and when it becomes natural and easy to do, then come back to the steps of mastery and incorporate it. And you will be delightfully surprised by how simple and easy it is to do at that stage. Now, because the 9 steps actually incorporate a lot of information into a very sophisticated model for conversational hypnosis, I've actually designed a series of very clear diagrams that very quickly and visually represent each of the steps, the things that are included in it, and how it looks like. These diagrams are very powerful because they allow you to see at a glance all the elements that you've included and for you to recognize how much you've already learned. You'll find each of these diagrams for each of these steps in the information sheets that you got with this program. So you might want to get those out now so you'll be able to look at the diagrams as we discuss each step on your path to mastery.